All right, wasn't that good?
Yeah.
They did a great job. Thank you, all of those children, all of those of you who worked so hard with them. I was blessed. Before we get into the second part of our program here tonight, I just want to speak to you for just a few minutes and dovetail off of the message that the kids gave in their program. The two main scripture verses that those children quoted and presented to you were Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 through 23 or so, and then Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. And the Bible says in Matthew 1, 21, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Now, in Bible times, names stood for a whole lot more than maybe they do these days, and you'll recall those children all stood up, and they gave what the meaning of their name was, and most of the time, you know, people will name their children what they do because they simply like the name. But sometimes parents name their children because of the meaning of their name. But in Bible times, a name stood for a person's reputation. It stood for a person's fame or glory. Often parents would give their children their names in a description of the hopes of what their expectations were regarding their children. The word that is translated name in the Old Testament actually means a mark or a brand. And it's interesting in that light that God gave Jesus his name. God was the one who named the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this passage right here that we just read in verse 21, "She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." That name was given to him by God. The name of Jesus, which is the title of our program here tonight, his name is Jesus. That name has been exalted by the Lord. That name is exalted in Scripture. And when that name is mentioned, the Bible says that every knee should bow and every tongue should confess him as Lord. His name is a special name. And it has a special meaning. And I want to speak to you just for a couple of minutes on the subject of what's in a name. And I want to give you some biblical reasons why his name is above all other names. We read in this passage in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." First of all, his name is a special name because it reveals his person. His name reveals actually who he is. The Bible says that his name means that it is God with us. It reveals the fact that Jesus Christ wasn't just an ordinary baby. It reveals the fact that he was a supernatural baby, not just another child, but God in human flesh. If you read in John chapter 1, in verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God." Down later on in that chapter, in verse 14, the Bible says, "The Word, which was God, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." It tells us that Jesus Christ is God, God in the flesh. It reveals the fact that his birth was a supernatural birth because the Bible says that a virgin would conceive and bring forth a son. His birth was a virgin birth, which produced, listen, a child without a sin nature. So very, very critical and key. Why would God enter into this world? God came into this world to fight a battle that humanity could never win. He came to win victory for mankind over sin and over death. His name reveals his person, that he's God, who came into this world, who left heaven's glory and humbled himself so that sinful men might know forgiveness and peace with God. His name, secondly, reveals his purpose. Verse 21 of this passage said that she shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. It speaks of the desire of God's heart. The name Jesus reveals a God with a desire to save sinners. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We're told that Jesus came into this world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He came to save sinful men. John chapter 3 and verse 16, we all know this scripture verse, "For God so loved the world," that's people, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This is the heartbeat of God. Even before the world was formed, in 1 Peter chapter 1, the Bible says in verse 18, 1 Peter 1 and verse 18, "For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily," or truly, "was foreordained before the foundations of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." God's plan was conceived in eternity, but consummated in time, that sinful men might be saved. God had a desire in his heart. His name means Jehovah. God is salvation. It speaks also of deliverance. The name Jesus reminds us that he came into this world for one purpose, and that's to set captives free. Those captives are you and me. We're captive and we're slave to our sin. We did this program over at the Pioneer Home last week, and it was a blessing to be able to stand in front of those dear folks and present the message behind the program pointing to Jesus Christ. But in that message over there, we talked about how, you know, there's a lot of yuck in this world. You don't have to look very far to see it or find it. No matter where you go, whether it's in the state of Alaska, in the lower 48, or anywhere else in the world, there's a whole lot of yuck in this world. But the reason that there's a lot of that in this world, alcoholism and drug addictions and so on, and murders and lies and thefts and all kinds of wickedness and immorality, the reason why it's there is because we're sinful people. And we're slaves to our sin. And the only way that the sin problem can be dealt with is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus came that he might die on a cross to set the captives free, you and me, from our sin. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 1, verse 4, "Who gave himself for our sins, that he," Jesus, "might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God, our Father." God's will was that his Son would die on a cross. And his name reveals his purpose, that he came into this world to save sinful people. Thirdly and lastly, his name reveals his power. The other verse that the children presented is in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. And the Bible says, in Isaiah 9, in verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." His name reveals his power. The Bible says his name shall be called. And then it lists several here. And we find that Jesus displays all of the following characteristics at the same time. His name shall be called Wonderful. It means that Jesus is the supernatural one. The word wonderful means miracle. It means supernatural. It means extraordinary. And if anybody was a miracle worker, it was Jesus Christ. He truly was the miracle man. Went about healing and raising people from the dead. Things that no one else could do. Listen, men couldn't comprehend him in his full capacity. And yet, he can be believed on, even by the smallest of children. His name means Counselor. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. It means the supervising one. It means to advise, to counsel, to purpose, to devise a plan. You know what? If there was anybody who was ever qualified to lead and devise a plan, it would be Jesus Christ, the perfect one. How many lives are in ruin because people try to run it by themselves? His name is Mighty God. He's the sovereign one. It means valiant. It refers to one who is strong, one who is mighty, one who is invincible. I think the best and the clearest understanding of that is found in the enemy that all men face, that no one will ever escape. And that enemy for mortal man is death. But Jesus Christ is the mighty God, the sovereign one, the valiant one, the one who is strong, the one who is mighty, the one who is invincible. Yes, he died on a cross, but 3 days later he rose from the grave. No man can cheat death. The Bible says over and over and over again that it's a war that man will not win. Let me ask you the question. Where will you go when you die? Because every man will see the grave. But what about after that? There's no hope without Jesus Christ. He's the everlasting Father. That means he's the sustaining one. He is everlasting. And I want you to think about this for just a second, real hard to wrap our finite minds around this. But listen, God is one who is eternal, who's everlasting. There was never a time when God was not. He's always existed. But there's never going to be a time when he is not. He will exist forever. He's the great I am. He's the eternal one. He's the self-existent one. Listen, he's the eternal God, and our lives are directly tied to him because he's the giver and sustainer of life. But because he lives, we can live. We can have everlasting life. He's the Prince of Peace, the satisfying one. The word peace refers to a state of happiness, a state of well-being, a state of prosperity. The word prince speaks of a captain, a steward, a keeper. Jesus Christ is the creator. He's also the sustainer of our peace. And Jesus Christ accomplished peace with God when he died on the cross. He extends that peace to all who will receive him by faith. We can have peace with God and no condemnation because of Jesus Christ and what he did on our behalf. You might be here this afternoon, and you might be one who's got some turmoil in your life. I don't know. You might have some turmoil. You might have a feeling of hopelessness. You just can't seem to get it all together. I don't know. But you might be one who has no peace in their soul. No peace in their life. And you can't find the happiness that you're longing for. My friend, Jesus Christ is exactly what you need. You need to surrender your life to the Lord. You need to give him control of it. You need to let God take you and change you. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. gave you the title of the message. It's What's in a Name? Well, what really is in a name? If that name is Jason Demlow, there's not much there. But if that name is Jesus, everything is in that name. Because Jesus, in Him, is the source of salvation. In Him, in His name, is the hope for the human heart. In Him is the name that can break the bondages of sin. In Him is the name that can lift the greatest burden and comfort the broken heart. His name, listen, His name speaks of a Savior who loves me and loves you. His name is everything. His name unlocks the door to heaven. His name can save the vilest of sinners. His name redeems the blackest of souls. There's power in His name. His name is Jesus. There's a lot we can learn. But the most important thing that we can learn about the name of Jesus is this. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He's been given a name that's been exalted. And there's no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. His name is Jesus. Do you know Him as your personal Savior? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, for sending Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world that sinful men might know the forgiveness of their sins and have peace with God. Father, we thank You, Lord, for that great message and that great truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, would You speak to hearts? Would You draw people close to Yourself? In Jesus' name, amen.